Okay, friends. Today we are reading a very interesting story. It is called The Adventures of Mr. Toad. And this was adapted from another book, which is called The Wind and the Willows. And it's by Kenneth Graham. And this particular book is showing us characters from the Walt Disney motion picture, The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad. And we're doing this because it's just about that season. It is fall, autumn here in the U.S. And it is time for us to examine the literature of that time period. Are you ready? It's read today by Mommy and
Billy. And today we have 4 special guests.
Tell us who they are.
I'm Spidey. I'm Spin. I'm Ghost Spider and my grandma.
So in case you didn't get that, everyone, we are joined by Spider-Man and his friends and Grandma.
And the grandma.
Are you guys ready? Is everybody ready?
Yep.
Seatbelts are fastened? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, everybody's settled. Okay, here we go. Toad was crazy about driving. He loved a wild ride in his gypsy cart. Did Toad care where he was going? Of course not. Toad just cared about going fast and having fun. Now, do you like to have fun and go fast?
Yes.
Do you think that it is safe just to go however you want? See here, it says, but Toad was a terrible driver. He ran into things. He ruined trees and broke fences, and then he had to pay for them. And in the picture we can see, look, what has he done? What has he done?
Broke fence.
And signs and stuff. He has damaged other people's property. Now, is that okay to do?
No,
absolutely not. His friends, Rat and Mole, watched Toad sadly. Toad must give up his gypsy cart, said Rat. It's costing him far too much money. But Toad swears he never will, sighed Mole. Now, McBadger lived with Toad. He took care of Toad Hall. One day, McBadger asked Rat and Mole to come at once. Toad was in trouble. His money was almost gone. Bills and more bills, cried McBadger. If there are any more bills, Toad will have to sell Toad Hall. He threw a pile of bills into the air. We will help, said Rat and Mole. Uh-oh. So do you know what a bill is?
Money.
Yeah, it's kind of, well, it's requesting money. It's a piece of paper or a statement that says, you owe us money, please give us money for whatever it is that you have done. Like when you go to a restaurant and have dinner, they'll bring you a bill at the end of your dinner to say you have to pay for your food. Or if we go shopping, you buy a new shirt, you have to pay for it. There's a bill to pay for that shirt. Okay. Just then, Toad came in the door. McBadger wasted no time. He told Toad the bad news. Sell Toad Hall? Cried Toad. Never! Then there's only one thing left to do, said Rat. Rat and Mole took Toad to his room. You must stay here until you forget about gypsy carts, said Rat. To make sure that Toad did not leave, Rat locked the door. Now, I can see you look a little confused. Do you remember what the gypsy cart was?
Yes.
It's kind of an unusual way of describing this thing. It's a little cart that's pulled by a horse. And it looks a little bit like a house, but it's got four wheels. And it kind of another way to describe it would be like a camper, right? You get, yeah, it's got enough space in the back of it where you could put things, but you would like carry stuff in it and go from place to place. But it's certainly not a very safe way of getting around. And I think we have a bigger problem. Okay. It was a good plan. There was only one thing wrong with it. It didn't work. As soon as night came, Toad sneaked out the window. Cyril, the horse, was waiting.
"Which road shall we take?"
asked Cyril.
"The high road or the low road?"
"The road to adventure!" cried Toad, and off they went. Toad, horse, and gypsy cart. So here the problem is, I think, even the horse is in on it. The horse should have said, "Nope, we shouldn't go for any more joyrides." No one listened. Okay. In the early morning, they came to an inn. Parked outside was a beautiful red motor car. Oh, I sense danger. What do you think?
He's gonna hop into the motor car and then drive to them.
Grandma, what do you think? Are we in trouble?
Yes, we are.
A motor car! Cried.
So fly.
Mm-hmm. Cried Toad, and he forgot all about the gypsy carts. He had to have that motor car. Toad walked into the inn, and there sat the Weasel Gang. Toad did not know that the Weasels were famous car thieves, which means that they steal cars. "Who owns that red motor car?" asked Toad. "I want to buy it."
"It belongs to me and the Weasel Gang," said Mr. Winky, the innkeeper. "How much will you pay for it?"
Toad took out his wallet. It was empty.
"All I have is this deed to my house," said Toad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, in the pictures we can see Mr. Winky. Does he look like he would be a very trustworthy person? He kind of seems, something seems suspicious about him. And if Mr. Toad gives him the deed to his house, do you know what that means? That is the piece of paper that says, "I own this house." So if he gives that piece of paper to Mr. Winky, Mr. Winky can say, "I own this house." And Mr. Toad will not have his house anymore.
"It's a deal," cried Winky. He snatched up the deed and signed it.
And Toad signed it too.
"The motor car is yours, Toad," said Winky. "And Toad Hall belongs to us."
I think we have a real problem right now, don't we? All right, let's see what happens. Winky and the Weasels waved goodbye to Toad. He drove away, smiling. Poor Toad. He did not know the truth. The car was stolen. By and by, Toad noticed that he was being followed by a policeman. Toad stopped the car. The policeman told him,
"I'm taking you to jail."
"Whatever for?" asked Toad.
"For stealing this car,"
said the policeman. The next day, Toad's friends read about Toad in the newspaper.
"I always knew Toad's wild ways would get him into trouble," said Rat.
"But Toad would never steal," said Mole. "It must be a mistake."
"If only he had kept that gypsy cart," said Rat.
"If only we had locked the window," said McBadger.
Toad had to go to court. Now, do you know what court is here? Okay. So, in every country, there is something called a government that kind of controls the country. And it's a group of people who are very smart. And they make decisions about what should be done within the country. They make rules and laws. And if you break a law, then you go to a special place called a court where there is a person who is a judge. Okay? And he listens to what you've done and he makes a decision whether or not you were good or bad. And usually the judge will say, okay, I'm going to pronounce a sentence on you. And that means that you have to do these things in order to get out of trouble. Or I don't believe you've done anything wrong and you can go about your business. Okay. He told his story to the judge.
I bought the car from Winky, said Toad. I gave him Toad Hall for it.
Winky told his story next.
I never heard of Toad Hall,
he said.
All I know is this Toad tried to sell me a stolen car.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. Why, he didn't tell the truth at all, did he? That's not kind in the slightest. What sort of nonsense is this person up to? No one believed Toad. Everyone believed Winky. The judge sent Toad to jail.
Oh no,
poor old Toad. He was locked up and left all alone. And then someone came to visit him. Toad did not know who she was.
Surprise!
Said the visitor. It was Cyril, his horse, in a disguise. Oh my goodness, this is the silliest picture I've ever seen. His horse dressed up in this lady's costume with this hat thing on her head. It's ridiculous. Wouldn't you say? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
I have a dress for you too, said Cyril. And a hat that's just your size.
So Toad put them on.
No one will know it's you, Toad, said Cyril.
And Cyril was right. Toad walked right past the guard and out the gate. We call that a jailbreak. Oh my goodness. This story is getting wilder and wilder. Okay. Hours later, a tired Toad was still walking in the rain. He was on his way to Rat's house. Rat and Mole were sitting in front of a warm, cozy fire and they were drinking cocoa.
Life isn't much fun without Toad, is it, Ratty?
Said Mole.
I miss him,
said Rat. Just then they heard a knock. Rat opened the door and Toad fell into the room with a plop.
I didn't do it,
said Toad in a tired little voice.
But no one believes me.
I believe you,
said McBadger as he came in the door. McBadger had amazing news. Winky and the Weasel Gang were living in Toad Hall.
That proves you've told the truth, old Toadie,
said McBadger. That night, the friends got into the rowboat and they set out for Toad Hall. Weasels or no weasels, they would find the deed and they would prove that Toad was innocent. Because that's right, if they had that piece of paper showing that Toad gave the deed to Toad Hall to Mr. Winky, then the judge would have to believe him. One of the weasels was guarding the bridge. The friends rode under it, and the weasel did not see them. At last, they came to Toad Hall. They rode through a secret tunnel. The tunnel led to some stairs. The stairs led to a door. Ever so slowly, they opened it. Oh, I'm so nervous. What's going to happen? They found themselves in a hall above the living room. Right below them was Winky, fast asleep. And there, in his jacket, was the deed. Okay, what's going to happen?
Someone's going to tie someone else to a string, and then they're gonna wheel him down, and then he's gonna grab the deed, and then they're gonna wheel him back up.
Is that what you think? Let's check it out. They made a special rope and lowered Mole with it. You're right. Mole had to stretch really far to reach the deed, but he did it. The four friends decided to go to the police, which is the right thing to do. I am proud of them. The police would see Winky's name on the deed to Toad Hall, and they would know the truth. And the next day, the newspaper told all about it, that Toad was innocent. The police took Winky and the Weasels to jail, and there the gang would stay for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Toad Hall was safe. A few days later, Rat, Mole, and McBadger were all at Toad Hall. "Isn't it grand?" said Mole. "Tootie is back, and we're all together again." "Yes, Molly," said McBadger. "But the best news is Toad has changed. He has given up motor cars forever." Oh, that's such a relief. Now he can't get in trouble for doing wild and crazy things, right? Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. What's happening on this picture?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Suddenly there was a huge crash. Bricks began falling from the roof. Mole ran to the window. He saw an airplane sailing past. A broken chimney. Oh. On the plane was Toad. The three friends rushed outside. They stared up at Toad. "His new love is airplanes," said McBadger. "He's crazy about them." So has Toad changed? Of course not. He's the same old Toad. He's full of adventure and full of fun, and he's a lovable old Toad, but I would say he might be a little bit dangerous too, wouldn't you? Well, that, my friends, is the end.